Hello and welcome to episode 12. I'm Larry Vanderspiegel, no relation. As it's Christmas, I wanted to discuss Christianity, but I couldn't find any Christians that weren't totally insane. But I did manage to get God themselves, which is great. May as well get some answers right from the source. Welcome to the show, God.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, first, the elephant in the room. I wasn't expecting God to be a woman.
Well, of course I'm a woman. Who else would design the male human body to have testicles on the outside of a man's body?
Well, there is that. I see your point. So what happened? Why is religion a thing? Why should we fear you and worship you?
The main religions seem to focus on worshiping an invisible man in the sky. And if you do what the religion says, you will go to a good place and have lovely eternity. If you don't do as they tell you, you'll go to a bad place for all eternity. What would be the point of that? This is clearly propaganda used to control the masses. This is not me. This is lies used to manipulate and control people created by the dark forces on your planet. They go by many names such as the Archons or the Orion groups. I am not even close to what they say in the Bible book. I am a sort of all that is. We are everything. Quite literally everything. So at first you might get the impression that God is the earth, the sun, the countless stars in the sky. No, we are everything. The ground you are standing on, or the sofa you are chilling on, the laptop, the tablet or phone you are listening to this on, and of course, wow you, Larry, and all your listeners are fragments of all that is. We are all one. Separation is an illusion.
So who was Jesus?
So technically he was my son, but everyone is my son or daughter. The thing that made him stand out from everyone else is that he was one of the few humans that realized that they are a fragment of God and then proceeded to tell as many people as possible this fact. He used the words, "Ye are gods," back in the day. But of course this clear and simple message was lost in translation to mean, "I am the Son of God. Y'all need to worship my ass and build huge stone buildings. Go into these buildings and sing songs about how cool I am every Sunday. Also give these companies that build these stone temples lots of money, and don't charge them any tax so that they make lots of money."
You paint quite a picture. So what was the intent that Jesus had and why did he fail?
He also said, "These things I do, you too shall do." He wasn't fucking around when he said that. He was among the first to realize that he was a fragment of me, all that is. But also this brings you to the realization that you can do anything with this so-called reality. So, walk on water, turn the water into wine or vodka, transcend time and space, and transport yourself anywhere in the blink of an eye. Humans will be able to do all this too relatively soon.
Soon, really?
Yes, humans are about to go through their next evolutionary step and become Homo Galacticus. They'll soon discover that the universe is teeming with life of all kinds, and that several of these so-called ETs are on and around Earth right now, being sort of cheerleaders, cheering on humans as they go through this process. They're not that alien, really. They would be better described as family or star families. Once humans realize that we are all one, these so-called aliens will become true family, best friends that help each other, doing all the things that Jesus was suggesting they do. Love thy neighbor, and not love thy neighbor unless they are gay, transgender, or brown-skinned. Jesus himself had brown skin, just like most people born in the Middle East.
So is any of the Bible true, or is it all made-up propaganda?
It's more or less what happened, but distorted heavily, edited and redacted. It doesn't get off to a good start either. Adam and Eve had three sons. Okay, so how does that work biologically? The three sons were motherfuckers. Also, the God character of the Old Testament was an alien from Orion. He laid down commandments to enforce ridiculous laws. He was the opposite of me. I love my children, unconditionally. I allow them to do whatever they want, as they have free will. Some of them become dicks and assholes, and then go on to become world leaders and politicians. That's not who they truly are. They are just playing the game.
Why is the world in such a mess right now? Wars, division, hate.
These dark forces I spoke of, the Archons, or whatever name they go by these days. They took control of Earth 13,000 years ago. They abided by the law of free will and simply asked some humans, "Will you do some actions for us, and in exchange, we will give you fame, fortune, power, control, money, anything you desire is yours." Most humans said, "No, please fuck off." But a handful of humans said yes. They became your rulers, kings and queens, religious leaders. In the 20th century, as religion started to become less popular, they became politicians, movie stars, TV celebrities. They kept most of their behavior hidden from the public, but now all of this is being exposed. That's why the world seems a worse place. As I've said, humans are going through an evolutionary step. This cannot be halted, but it can be slowed down, and that is what is happening now. The dark forces are creating wars and division in a last-ditch attempt to stop the inevitable evolution. Left wing versus right wing. It was slowing the process down. But now their games of evil are backfiring on them.
So when humans finally make this evolutionary step, what happens then?
A truly golden age. A return to the Garden of Eden that Earth was supposed to be all along. Everyone realizing that we are all one. So there's really no point in having wars about which parts of the world belong to them and which countries are their enemies. Humans and so-called aliens becoming the families they once were before this dark time. What is happening on Earth right now is not really evil or bad. It's simply aspects or fractals of me choosing to experience hate and greed, just so they can see and experience the contrast of who they are not. Most houses have a hot and cold water outlet. Neither is bad or evil. It's simply a contrast of each other. This golden age will see the end of needing to work for a living. Poverty, greed, hate. Humans have played with these things for far too long now, and the current situation requires a little divine intervention on my part.
So you're actually going to step in and put things right?
You have free will, as I have stated. So I cannot do anything against what you choose, but enough humans have asked for this shit show to end, either in meditation or prayer, or on a subconscious level. The humans are tired of this, and so one way or another they are asking for things to change and go back towards the light. The good aliens around Earth right now are removing the majority of the dark forces. Most are leaving on their own via the portal on the South Pole. But some are very stubborn and will not give up their pointless battle to control and manipulate the population. They're still at it today, spreading lies, pitting one group of humans against another group, starting fights and ultimately new wars. It's a bumpy road ahead, but humans will reach a heaven on Earth. It is inevitable and cannot be stopped.
So who are these good aliens and are they here to help?
There are so many. Many heard what was happening on Earth and chose to help. Thousands are in ships around the Earth. Some have even incarnated into human bodies. It was easier that way. If aliens simply showed up the sky, that would just have caused fear. And of course the dark forces would instruct their puppet leaders to take advantage of the situation and make a press release to say they're here to attack humans. But don't worry, vote for me and I, as your leader will protect you. More lies. There are many other life forms on Earth that are assisting too. They are not aliens, but they have the ability to be invisible to the humans. They go by different names. The Fae, the little people. Magical creatures such as dragons. They all exist. Just in hiding at the moment, for good reason too. World leader humans would see them as a threat and declare war on them. There are people living inside the Earth too, hidden from view. Humans will all meet them in this golden age, when they are ready. The humans have almost finished being children, playing in the dark. It's time to become adults and citizens of the universe, rather than be restricted to one planet. Good aliens will put on a show in Earth's skies soon. It may be a bit of a shock at first, but it is just one small step to the truth that has been withheld from humans for thousands of years.
Thanks for coming on the show today, God. Do you have any last words you'd like to share with humans?
Life is really quite simple. You are all infinite beings of light. Love is your true state, and you have all temporally forgot that, and have been playing with the dark for so long. You were trapped in the reincarnation trap, living life after life in those physical bodies. The dark forces just kept saying, you need to go back down to earth and learn lessons. There are no lessons, ye are gods, remember.
Thank you, God, and thanks for listening, everyone. I may be back in the new year with more guests. Be excellent to each other.